We have Brendan McDonald here to explain to us what zoning means, how it works, and everything about it. Brenda is one of the stalwarts of the land use community in the state of Texas. She's an author on one of the just foundational, fundamental zoning books that is on my shelf and the shelves of many people here. She's a founding partner of Messer Fort and McDonald. I think you have now vacated that position. She's on her own and enjoying, what did you call it, pre-retirement?
Pre-retirement.
But she's made time for us to explain zoning today. Please welcome Brenda McDonald.
Good afternoon. That was a lot, wasn't it? Your heads are spinning? Yeah. That was a tough first topic, I will say. And, you know, Tad had a rough week. My husband's going to have a rough week. I left him at home with a 13-week-old puppy. I'm not going home till after the eclipse. Yeah, he's having the rough week. So I'm excited to be here to talk about zoning. And for purposes of our discussion, we're going to have to make the assumption that after all the cussing and discussing, that Tex has decided to come into the city limits. And as a part of that, we're going to be zoning the property at the same time as the annexation is moving forward. That generally happens on the same day at the same meeting. The first thing I want to say before we start, though, is that Rob mentioned a bunch of agreements, a bunch of development agreements, and the one thing we know is that cities cannot contractually agree to zoning. So all of those agreements say that the city, in its full legislative capacity, will consider zoning when the case comes before it. And the remedy that I provide, because I represent cities, what I provide to the landowners is if you don't get the zoning that you want, because the city really has full legislative authority, you may disannex from the city. So remember that all of these agreements may talk about uses, but when it comes to actually zoning the property, the council is acting with its full legislative authority. So how many of you here are in the beginning stages of your planning or regulatory career? Okay, good. I'm glad you're here. One of the things that I like about Zoning 101 and the fundamentals course is that there's not a lot about zoning that changes. So what you learn today, you should be able to apply for a really long time. So I start with this slide because as Rob talked about 30,000 people coming to say they don't want to be annexed, there's nothing that will rile up a neighborhood like a zoning case. And when I was in when I was representing developers always want to know, how much is it going to cost for this zoning case? And my response was, well, how many unemployed activists live within 200 feet of your zoning case? Because that dictates whether it's, you know, a $20,000 case or an $80,000 case. And they get very emotional. If you have sat through a contentious zoning case, this is exactly the heightened emotion that you hear. When I represented developers, I would never go on the same agenda as a Walmart, ever. We would table, we would do something not to be on the same agenda with a Walmart because people come who are riled up about development of any sort. They don't know anything about what this case is about, but they're there to oppose everything. So what we want to do today, when there are tears and there we're going to sell our house and it's we elect you to the city council and we can take you off the council. I want you to be able to sit back, take a deep breath, and go back to the very basics of zoning.